We're going to go ahead and continue here with our post-race press conferences. We've been joined by Denny Hamlin, representing the ownership of 2311. Obviously, Denny, a race that you, I know, deeply want to win as a driver, but also having the experience of Bubba winning today and having the chance to celebrate with him has to be special as well. Just take us through a little bit of your emotions from those last final restarts and then obviously knowing that Bubba had taken home the checkered flag.
Yeah, I was super content with the race just ending, but you know, I felt the drops in turn one, and certainly, you know, at that point knew that it was inevitable. You know, we're gonna have some shootouts. It didn't look like that rain was gonna stick around long. And then at that point, you know, I'm just hoping, you know, because I know that I'm not really in a position in fourth where I'm gonna win the race. Not, you know, even on restarts, there's just not many options that you've got. So I'm just thinking at that time, man, I hope Bubba's thinking all through all the things he needs to do on those restarts, getting through the gears. I knew the 24 wasn't going to push him. So, you know, he had a tough task ahead of him, and I was just hoping he was going through his mental checklist of all the things he needed.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions for Denny. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you, and we're going to start in the back with Kelly Crandall.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Denny, given everything you just said with how much you have tried, how many years you've tried to win this race and it being the last thing on your bucket list, is there any small part of you that this feels a little bittersweet watching not only someone else do it, but someone you're connected to do it?
Yeah, I mean, because I had a role in it. I mean, I helped mentor these guys, and you know, they're in my brain every single Monday and Tuesday, kind of. You know, I'm trying everything I can to teach them all the tricks in the book that I have, and so I know that, you know, there's a part of me out there. Yeah, it's not my car number, and it sucks that it's not my team 11 out there doing it, but I'm still very gratified because, truthfully, you know, I took our chances of winning out yesterday. I knew that there was just the possibility of winning from the back here was so small. And not only that, I knew the car that we had was not going to be nearly as fast as what we had yesterday. So, you know, I just was content with getting good finish. And then I hoped that, you know, one of the 2311 cars that qualified up front could execute a good day. And it looked like, you know, the 23 and 45 executed a good day. 35 looked like he had speed, just couldn't get over the hump. And so I'm still very gratified just because of the weekend. And I knew, I mean, I'm sitting back there after qualifying in the car thinking, well, I only got two more chances. Like, I knew that, you know, I'd blown this chance to, you know, for this weekend because of the, you know, because of all the obstacles to try to win from the backs. You know, without luck, it's nearly impossible. So, you know, this was the next best result.
Along those same lines, then, I know the winning team kisses the bricks, but you still being a driver, was there any thought of maybe not doing that, not like a superstition or just wanting to do it as a driver if you ever get that chance? Or is it, no, this might be my chance to,
yeah,
to experience that?
I'll take every opportunity I can. You know, when those guys go out there and they get trophies, I make sure I get my own, treated as my own. So, I can assure you it's much harder to win as a team owner than it is a driver because, you know, Joe Gibbs and that whole team, they do all the work. All I have to do out here each weekend is drive it to the best of my ability, and I got to send them in the right direction to make the car go faster. Building a team from scratch is a huge undertaking, and so you feel more gratification because I had my hand in every little piece of that race team. From the branding to the sponsorship to the competition to the everything. So that's why, you know, parents always feel much prouder when their kids accomplish something more than they do.
All right, we're going to come up front to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Denny, can you just explain from your perspective, point of view of this journey with Bubba? We've seen a lot of the challenges, and you've talked in the past about, hey, he's got to get better at certain things. He's got to do this. And here was a day where, you know, there was every opportunity for him to fail. A 20-minute delay where maybe he overthinks things. Two restarts against Kyle and you behind him. That there was every opportunity to fail, and he didn't do it today. Just kind of this journey to this moment. And obviously it's not an end point. There's still more to do.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when I hired Bubba, and certainly when we first started out, you know, I believed in his capability, not necessarily the results that he had shown, but I understood his potential. And then it was kind of, you know, a time where we were wrestling of like, man, do I want it better, worse than him or not? Like, I can't make him want it. He's going to have to come. That's going to have to come from within. And so I think when we started the second team with Kurt, that pushed him a little bit. And when we brought in Tyler, that pushed him a little bit more. And I think he understands that this is a performance-based business. And me and Michael want to win. And so we're not out here just to field cars going around in circles. We want to win. And we put a lot of resources into doing that. And so he's felt pressure. I think he's felt the pressure from not only me, but Michael and everyone. You know, you want to perform the best of your teammates. And it just seems like, for me, something changed mid last year. You know, you can relate it to having a child or whatever, but something happened mid last year where I saw a change in attitude that then changed work ethic. And so I, you know, what I'm hoping he takes from this is that hard work pays off. It really does pay off. And hopefully we see more of this.
Can you give an example? What was it that you saw last year that you saw the sudden change out of somebody you've seen every day, and you know his routine and how he does things? What struck you?
Yeah, his peaks and valleys weren't he shallowed that up. His valleys weren't as low. You know, I think it seemed like on the bad days he was able to compartmentalize that and then think about the positives versus everything sucks all the time. Like, you know, it's just that's a tough way to live. And it's you know, we're in a business that if you can win 5% of the time, you're a Hall of Famer. Like, it's just, you're gonna lose. This is a losing business, and you have to find happiness in some other way other than actually winning. Mike Ford told me that early in my career. And that was the best advice I've ever been given. And it's something that certainly, you know, needed to be told to Bubba, that, you know, you got to find these little goals that you can feel good about. Because, you know, it's tough out there. And we're going to give you everything that we can for you to go out there and compete. I'm going to give you the same car that I've got, week in, week out. But it's up to you to put in the work, and it's up to you to want it. And then let your abilities go from there. And it just seems like over the last 12 months, the performance is definitely better.
One last thing is, with him winning, obviously that puts a car in the playoffs for you guys. Tyler is in, you know, I don't want to jinx you, but mm-hmm. should be in a good position. So in theory, as of right now, it looks like you've got a good, very good chance of two cars in the playoffs. What does that mean? How significant is that for you guys? Or is it, that's what's supposed to be done? We're looking deeper.
You know, you don't want to be cocky and say, well, that's what we're supposed to. Let's be happy. Like, it's the first time for our team to have two cars that are likely to get in. That's a milestone. It's a milestone for us. And so our next objective is getting a win with Riley. Obviously, you know, with him learning, Daytona is probably going to be his best shot. He needs to be focused in on that, watching all the things that he needs to watch, and somehow pull off a miracle there. But it's a big milestone for 2311 to get, you know, multiple cars in there, if that's what we can do in a few weeks. And so, you know, when he drove the 45 car in the playoffs, you know, I think he ended up 10th or something like that in points. And so he can do it. He can go on a deep run. And he did that before he became the new Bubba that I know now. So I think he's even more dangerous than he was when he made that playoff run with the 45.
Okay, we're going to continue with questions. I know we have a lot of hands up, so just hang tight. Go ahead.
Nathan Brown with the Indy Star. Denny, I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to anyone about this yet, but do you have a sense of just how close Bubba was to running out of fuel there at the end of that race? I know things were super tight from listening to the radio.
I don't know. They told me from the data that they saw that the 24 and the 23 were in very similar positions. And then when the 24 ran out in front of me on the last lap, I'm thinking, oh, no, like, hang on, 23. Because, you know, if I was second, I'd say go ahead and run out. I don't care, you know. But I knew that it was going to hand the win to the 5 that was in a better fuel situation than the 23. So I don't know how close they were. I can assure you one more green white checker, I don't know, they more likely wouldn't have made that.
And from your experience racing, not necessarily here, but just racing in general, those moments of these overtime finishes when you don't necessarily know when the race is going to come and you're really low on fuel, what are those moments like for a veteran driver in the car?
It's so difficult at this track because people are undercutting each other on fuel. Everyone's cutting it. They know that they can be the first to pit, take a little less fuel, they'll jump ahead of us. Like, you know, to start the third stage, I'm pushing Larson. I'm trying to get him to go. Like, I'm trying to get him to gap the cars behind us because I knew they had a little more fuel than us, so they could take less fuel and then could jump us. And that's what ended up happening. I think there was 5 cars that jumped in front of us on that cycle. And so this track is just so finicky. It's a risk-reward. How tight do you want to cut it? But if there's any kind of caution at the end, everyone loses their head, and then we can't get a lap in. So then you better be one of those cars that, you know, got 5 extra laps in your tank. So, you know, if you keep the fuel in your car to get you those 5 extra laps, that's half a second in the pits. Half a second on the racetrack is a lot. And so no one wants to leave that on the table, so everyone's just cutting their throats as deep as they can to try to get to the end and run out right when the checker flag falls. And so then when you have these situations and overtimes, it just puts it in a precarious position, and then they start dropping like flies.
All right. We will go to John Newby and then Zach Sterlino. Go ahead, John.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So from the moment you hired Charles, you've been very bullish about the potential of putting him and Bubba together. Now they have a crown jewel, and I was curious, what have you seen from them recently having to fight with some of that adversity and now that they get to celebrate one of the biggest wins of the year?
Yeah, I just can't sing his praises enough. I mean, he is no rookie. I mean, by the letter of the law, he's a rookie crew chief, but he is buttoned up. I mean, he, to me, reminds me a lot of the great crew chiefs that I've worked with and his work ethic and, you know, his how prepared he is. I mean, I think a lot of that comes from his military background. I just feel like he's adapted really, really well, and he's such a great team player in his role at 2311. You know, he kind of heads up the strategy for all the cars. And so, you know, all of our crew chiefs work for all the cars. We have a very different kind of chain of command at 2311. We're a team is built entirely different than most all the other race teams and how they work. So all of our teams, you know, you'll probably see out there, all 3 teams are going to be out there taking photos because, you know, besides race day, they all wear the same uniforms and each person works on everyone else's car. So, he's been a tremendous asset for us. I think he's maintained a level head. Even when Bubba gets off the rails sometimes, it seems like he does a great job of pulling that back in. So he is a, you know, going to be one of the big stars on the pit box in this series in the years to come.
All right, Zach, go ahead.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Bubba's been excellent here over the years, whether it was the old car or this car. But qualifying second, saving fuel, beating Larson straight up on 2 overtime restarts, was this his best executed weekend from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I need to go back and watch it. I only saw it from my cocoon of a race car, but it appeared so. I thought that when the 23 and the 45 qualified up front, I thought the race was going to run through them. If they can do the things they need to do on their pit cycles, stay up front with their track position, I thought that the two of them had the best shot to win of all the cars. You know, I'm going off of, you know, practice. The 19, you know, qualified on the pole, but he was not very good in practice. And then when he got in traffic, it looked like he struggled today. It's that they're learning that that's what makes the difference is just execute these races. You know, once you get the track position, then it's just don't screw it up. Capitalize on the moments that you need to, get the great restarts when you need to, and then you'll have moments like this.
And then this is Bubba's first win in the regular season as well to lock himself into the playoffs. To Dustin's question, we've talked a lot about Bubba's mindset over the years and especially this year. How can this release of the pressure of trying to make the postseason propel the 23 team forward?
Yeah, that's what I love for them the most. Now they can really focus on the playoffs and obviously not be chasing a 60 car week in, week out, or whoever else is on the bubble with them. This lets them relax and race more freely. They're not going to have to go chase stage points at all these next 3 or 4 weeks. You know, that's such a pain when you're chasing points. Now they can play the strategy to go win another race. And so having those bonus points, all that matters. This is, I'm sure, a huge way off the shoulders. I bet they wish it had happened earlier in the season. But nonetheless, they're going to sleep well.
All right, I'm going to take one final question here from Daniel McFadden, and then, Denny, I think you're asked to go back to the bricks for some photos. So, go ahead.
All right, Daniel McFadden, FrenchStretch.com. So, have you talked with MJ yet?
I have not.
No.
I saw a text, but I haven't responded.
Okay, all right. So, the luster of this race has receded, you know, over the last 17 years, obviously, but it is still Indianapolis. You're still crossing the bricks. For Bubba, and also 2311, what does this race mean, both for him and just as an organization going forward, having won a crown jewel, but having won at Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I talked about it. It's the next step for the team. I always thought that this racetrack was always a showcase of driver, team, engine, all the things. It was a showcase of that. Now, obviously, with the next-gen car, it's a little bit different. But when it comes to qualifying, like, and even in the race, like, look at it. It was all the top drivers that you see every week running up front there. It always brings out the best in the best drivers and the best teams. So, you know, this is our first win for the team for the season, our only win. And so for it to come for the 23 team, while they're in a battle here for a playoff spot, now, you know, that's big for them. And then for the team, I mean, you know, these things are super valuable for us. I mean, we hosted a huge activation right there in downtown Indy, right next to the Gainbridge Center. And, you know, we're doing a lot. We're doing a lot on and off the racetrack. And these things help legitimize our place in the sport.
All right, Denny, thank you again, and congratulations again on today's win.
Thank you.